The $200 million in question came out of the Patients' Compensation Fund, which the governor and the legislature tapped in 2007 to balance the state budget. The fund was established decades ago to compensate medical malpractice victims and keep insurance premiums low. A 5-2 majority on the court noted that the fund is not paid for by tax dollars, but rather by the doctors who use it. In essence, justices said, the money was never the state's to begin with. It was a vindication for the Wisconsin Medical Society, which sued to stop the transfer. Dr. Tim Bartholow is the group's senior vice president.
I think the court has acted with great wisdom here and made sure that we are owning up to our promise.
Bartholow says the ruling is also important because it explicitly prohibits moves like this in the future.
If the raid was allowed to stand and another raid happened and another raid happened, this fund would implode.
It will be up to a lower court to decide when the state has to pay back the money, depending on what the court decides. Department of Administration Secretary Dan Shouf says it could trigger deep cuts. Shouf says that could have been prevented.
That's not a criticism of the Supreme Court. That's a criticism of the Medical Society for continuing to pursue this in this very difficult time when the state's just gone through the rest of the nation this great recession.
If the court decides the state has until the next budget to pay off the fund, it still won't be easy. The state faces at least a $2.5 billion shortfall heading into next year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.